Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Fight Show on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at wynnbet.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by Roman. Roman is a straightforward way to take care of your erectile dysfunction. Just head to getroman.com/SGP for $15 off your first month. That's getroman.com/SGP. And finally, we're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is home to the Best Ball Mania 2 contest where you can win $1 million. That's right, $1 million. Sign up now at underdogfantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN. That's underdogfantasy.com and the promo code SGPN.
It's enough to beat Canelo, and I believe in my own heart that I've got the tools to do the job. I'm very supremely confident of literally knocking him out cold. Very, very confident.
Canelo is the golden boy first. The A side, the deck is usually stacked in his favor. He's outboxing the rangiest and cagiest, and outfighting the roughest and toughest in the whole wide world.
Whenever you want to ring me, and I'll be ready for New Year.
When a fighter is as good as Billy Joe Saunders, when they're in their prime like this, we can't waste the opportunity.
Canelo Alvarez, outside of him being an absolute body snatcher, he's got that chin down, he can take a punch, and my God, can he give it.
Mr. Saunders.
You are listening to The Fight Show here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on Twitter at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. You can also follow me on my Twitter account. That's at SGP Soccer. At SGP Soccer, I am the host of the Soccer Gambling Podcast. We have some major announcements coming up in the next few weeks regarding the coverage on the Soccer Gambling Podcast for Euro 2021. You can also check me out at my website, lockbetting.com, where that is my paid pick service. I have delivered my clients 95 months in a row of consecutive transparent tracked profit. It's consecutive transparent tracked profit because every single month we deliver a spreadsheet, and you can see every spreadsheet over at lockbetting.com for free. And the pinned tweet on my Twitter account at SGP Soccer is the spreadsheet for the previous month. So you can see the P&L for April, where we made clients £3,038. That's over $3,900. If you want to get on board and be a part of the 96th winning month in a row, which is this month, all you need to do is head over to lockbetting.com and sign up for a package. It's the top package that gets you all of the plays for all of the sports: tennis, NBA, NHL, MLB, and the end of the domestic soccer season, and of course Euro 2021 when it starts. I use Patreon for this service because it allows me to be fully transparent. It allows all members to talk to each other. So I can't just whack up a spreadsheet and have nobody comment on it. If there were any errors on my spreadsheet, you would see some comments at the bottom. You don't see any of that. We have full transparency and members are allowed to speak to each other. That's why I use Patreon. The only drawback is that if you sign up in the middle of the month or the end of the month or whenever during the month, they will bill you for the entire month because other people create different kinds of content on there and you're able to access their back content. But my back content is essentially irrelevant because it will be gambling content for stuff that's already happened. So you don't want my back content. You want my current content. Therefore, sign up as early as you possibly can. And by doing that, just head over to lockbetting.com and get the rest of the month of May. We still have plenty of stuff still to come. All of the European finals, all of the end of the domestic soccer season, and of course, the tennis, the NHL, the NBA, everything that I mentioned. And of course, tonight's fight that we're here to cover here between Canelo Alvarez, the number one draw in boxing, highly regarded as the number one pound-for-pound fighter in the world, taking on the UK's Billy Joe Saunders. Looking at the prices here for this fight, Canelo is available at 1-6 here to win this fight, and Billy Joe Saunders is available at 17-4. Canelo Alvarez is available at even money to win this fight, KO TKO, and Saunders is available at 16-1. Canelo Alvarez is available at 13-8 to win this fight via decision. Billy Joe Saunders is available at 11-2, and it's 18-1 here on the fight, ending up in a draw. Looking at the other markets here, we'll look at the over-unders and we'll begin them from over 6.5 rounds. Now, let me clarify what this means. To win over 6.5 rounds, that means that you need the sixth round to be done, and you also need a minute and a half to take place in round seven. So you would need to get through halfway through round seven to cash over 6.5 rounds. Over 6.5 rounds is available here at 1-4. It's 3-1 on the under. Over 7.5 rounds here is available at 4-11. It's 9-4 on the under. Over 8.5 rounds here is available at 1-2, minus 200. It's 13-8 on the under. It's 4-6 on over 9.5 rounds. It's 5-4 on the under. And finally, it's over 10.5 rounds, and that is available at 4-5, minus 125. And the under is available at evens. The fight to go the distance is available here at even money, yes, and 8-11 for the fight to go the distance, no. For me, I think that this one could end up hitting that distance, and I'm not 100% sure that Canelo Alvarez will be ahead on the scorecards, on the legitimate scorecards at that point in time. However, I am certain that Canelo Alvarez doesn't lose any titles tonight. What does that mean, that statement? What does that mean? It means that I'm not going to be sure that he's actually legitimately winning this fight on real cards, but he'll still end up leaving with the belts. Well, this man, Canelo, has had many, many questionable decisions throughout his career. Now, I'm not saying that he's not the pound-for-pound number one, even though Floyd Mayweather came out this week and said that he believes that it's Terence Crawford. And I believe until we see the fight between Crawford and Errol Spence, that none of them can really claim the pound-for-pound number one until they fight each other. Canelo has done that. Canelo has come through. He's fought his pound-for-pound contender when he got a draw, and a victory over Triple G on points. Although both of those fights were dubious. There was skepticism about both of those decisions, and that has been existent throughout Canelo's career. He got through a very, very questionable decision against Daniel Jacobs. He got a very, very questionable decision here against Lara previously. So there have been many, many questionable decisions. And as I said, that's not taking that much away from Canelo's credentials, but if it's impossible for somebody to lose unless they're beaten absolutely emphatically, then it really does damage their legacy. And I think that will be the main asterisk and black mark over Canelo, is the fact that he's had so many questionable decisions. And maybe fighters are put into a mindset where they feel like they have to do too much to win fights, which leave them susceptible to being knocked out or being stopped or playing into Canelo's hands in terms of making yourself overactive and presenting Canelo with opportunities to win the fight. I mean, if we look back at the fight where Canelo knocked out Amir Khan, I believe that may have been a factor in that, because Amir Khan continued to come forward, even though he had an excellent game plan where he was getting in and out and was having a lot of success in the early rounds. And inevitably, he ended up getting knocked out. That's partly down to the fact that Khan has always had a weak chin throughout his career. That's been his Achilles heel. But it also could be down to the fact that he felt that he had to win the rounds too convincingly. Most people had Khan winning every single round of that fight until Canelo stopped him. So that says a lot about the judges' scoring, because they had Canelo Alvarez up 3-2 before he knocked out Khan. And nobody else, or very, very few people, had given Canelo a round. I mean, that's just a prime example. That one is very close to home because I'm a Brit and a fan of Amir Khan. But I remember that. I remember watching how well Khan was doing, and remember finding out from Twitter and social media that the judges' scorecards, which were published, had him 3-2 up. I mean, this is not a rarity. If you look back at the fight, even with Floyd Mayweather years back, we're talking about 2012, I believe, when they had a fight. At that point in time, Floyd Mayweather absolutely schooled Canelo. I'm actually going on to Google now to find out exactly when the year of that fight was. But Floyd Mayweather absolutely schooled a 22-year-old Canelo, and that was the only defeat on his record. Yet, even back then, the judges, obviously knowing that Canelo was going to be the new cash cow and Mayweather was coming to the end of his career, actually scored one of the judges actually scored the fight as a draw on the scorecards. I mean, actually, it wasn't 2012, it was 2013, 14th of September at the MGM Grand. One of the other factors to come into this decision-making process is the fact that we're going to actually have 70,000 people here at this fight, and it will be a complete plate homer here for Canelo Alvarez. So we talked a lot about how it's going to be very, very difficult for Billy Joe to win a decision. But unfortunately for Billy Joe Saunders, looking at that knockout price, it's very, very clear that being the better technical boxer and setting traps and confusing Canelo is going to be his only route to victory. And he's going to have to be perfect tonight, and he's going to have to win 7 or 8 absolutely clear-cut rounds in order to get this on the scorecards. And even then, there may still be question marks. I think Saunders is going to come in here and pick and peck and move and play defense, and I don't think that he's going to be in any trouble. I think this is a bad matchup here for Canelo. If you look at the other fighters that have previously caused Canelo problems, They've all been southpaw fighters that have been able to present Canelo with issues that he hasn't been able to convincingly overcome. And that is exactly the same category that Billy Joe falls under here. He's the same kind of fighter as an Austin Trout or a Lara, all of whom are our fighters that gave Canelo a lot of trouble in previous outings. These are southpaw fighters that Canelo struggled against, and that is the same situation that he's in tonight. And it's been a while since he's fought a fighter like Billy Joe Saunders who has caused him any trouble here. A southpaw who's a good technical boxer is essentially what Trout and Lara were and what Canelo has already struggled against. Looking at this fight from a betting perspective, I do think that it hits the scorecards. I think Canelo at 13-8 to win it via decision does offer a lot of value. I think Saunders is going to be able to avoid being in any kind of major trouble here unless Canelo is forced to gamble. Unless he feels like he is losing the rounds, then obviously he's going to have to catch the judges' eyes by moving more directly forward into this fight. Saunders likes to move around a lot. And that was why he was asking for a 22-foot ring to do that. And that's what he's got. So in that sense, he has got what he wants to do. It's obvious what his tactic's going to be. But it's just hard to see a path to victory for him because he can't stop Canelo. He is going to have to do what nobody has done, and that's be given a lot of rounds by the judges. Now, as I said, I reiterate again, it's really a little bit horrible to do this every time you do Canelo fights, but this is a real close fight. It's much closer than the odds suggest in terms of ability, but you're not going to get a decision against Canelo Alvarez in boxing unless you win convincingly. He's just too much of a cash cow for his promoters, who are the promoters of the fight. So it's very, very difficult to see Billy Joe outboxing Canelo to that level. Is it difficult to see Billy Joe being bang in this fight and for it to be very close and to force Canelo into a desperation mode? No, it isn't. But to see him actually winning, I just don't see that here. This is a big fight. And I expect Billy Joe Saunders to be completely ready. I'm not bothered about ridiculous showings that he's had against lower level competition. Saunders, though, doesn't have the power to discourage Canelo from coming forwards. And that would be the problem here, taking any kind of points bet. Because once Canelo starts to gamble, he does carry a lot more power. And he is effective at walking down opponents and pressurizing him. His jab is also lethal, as is the hook to the body. If he can hit that, if he can get inside, that's going to be a problem for any fighter in the world, even an undefeated fighter like Billy Joe. I think that this, though, will play out to be a tactical fight, the tactical fight that Billy Joe wants. I think Canelo has improved as a boxer, so I think that he would obviously I don't think he'd be afraid. I don't think he's thinking to himself that Billy Joe Saunders is a better tactical fighter than him. No fighter in the world's going to be thinking that, especially not somebody who's labeled as a pound for pound fighter. I don't think that in Canelo Alvarez's head, this is a case of he's the big power puncher here and Billy Joe Saunders is the better and superior technical boxer. That's not what Canelo's mindset's going to be at all. If it ends up being a tactical battle, I think Canelo's going to be up for that and he will feel like that he can beat Billy Joe Saunders. I just don't think that he's going to be able to do that convincingly or as easily as many other so-called experts have been saying. I don't think it's necessarily going to be that way. I think Billy Joe Saunders is very, very much underrated in this fight, and I think it's going to take Canelo a while to find any rhythm here. Once he does find that rhythm and the rounds do start to get closer, then I feel like the close rounds will start to move in Canelo's direction, and that's where you'll see the fight won here on the cards by Canelo. As I said earlier, it's been a while since he's faced a southpaw, so you could easily see him losing the first couple of rounds here in his fight. Don't be surprised to see Canelo down. Don't be surprised to see that 1-7 shift a little bit. You may be able to get minus 400, minus 300 here on the money line as the fight progresses. If Billy Joe Saunders is able to make the good start that I expect him to make and maybe bank the first couple of rounds simply through confusing Canelo, moving around and possibly doing the better work and staying on the outside. I don't think this is going to be a dominant performance from Canelo tonight. I think you may even have a case for a rematch here. As long as Billy Joe Saunders isn't knocked out, we don't see a massive score on the cards. I think anywhere between
I think anything better than 118 to 110, and Canelo will have, Billy Joe Saunders will have a call here, will have the rights here to have a rematch. But for my pick here for this fight, I am going to take Canelo on the cards. You can also take the fight to go the distance at evens if you feel a little bit safer, if you really feel like I've talked up the chances of Billy Joe. And as I said, in a fair fight, Billy Joe has a chance. He's a great technical boxer. He can win rounds in this fight. He has everything that has caused Canelo problems before. But I think once Canelo works him out, I think that he will start to get into the fight. I think he will start to win legitimate rounds. And I do think the judges will give it to him. I'm not saying here that Billy Joe Saunders is going to win a landslide. I think that there are going to be some rounds that are very, very close. Some rounds I think will be clear. They'll go to Saunders. Some rounds are clear. They'll go to Canelo. But I think anything that's close, I think in this destination, in this current time, they are going to go to Canelo Alvarez. And that's why he's going to end up winning the fight here via decision. And that is my pick for tonight's fight between Canelo and Billy Joe Saunders. That's it from me and this edition of The Fight Show. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys. And thanks for listening.